Welcome to another episode of the Oncology on the Go podcast. I'm your host, Russ Conroy. Dr. Diane Simeone, the new director of the University of California San Diego Health Moores Cancer Center as of April 1st, 2024, recently spoke to Cancer Network about her new position. In a conversation with my colleague, Rena Lokai, Simeone discussed her goals within this position, including new research and ideas she plans to bring to the center.
So first off, congratulations on your new position.
Thank you.
And I wanted to ask, what went through your mind when you first got the position?
Well, when I was asked to look at the position, I was very interested because I knew of the incredible reputation of UCSD as a epicenter of deep scientific inquiry. And I've also have many colleagues that I've interacted with there over the years. I think it's an amazing environment. I've actually had the honor of speaking at UCSD several times in the past, giving academic talks. So I thought it was a great opportunity. And I went through an interview process, which was quite rigorous, and had a chance to meet probably with about 100 people of different areas throughout UCSD. And it really solidified my thinking that this position was an extremely unique opportunity to leverage the incredible scientific strength and the just the whole campus there. The UCSD as a whole is really thriving. There's a lot of clinical experts and a big focus on cancer there. And of course, this is all in the environment of having a very strong biotech sector surrounding the UCSD community. So I thought the potential to put all those pieces together to really try to drive the continuum from basic science discovery to develop new drugs and diagnostics and modes of prevention for cancer patients was pretty unparalleled. And of course, when I heard that I got the position, I could not have been more thrilled. It's really the opportunity of a lifetime.
So going off that a little bit, can you speak to your short and long-term goals in this new role that you want?
Yeah, there's some immediate action items as I come in to be the director of the Moores Cancer Center, which my starting date is April 1st. First and foremost, there's a large center grant that will need to be submitted to the NIH, and that is going to be going in a year from May. And that grant requires a lot of effort. It tackles not only demonstrating to the NIH how the Cancer Center helps support research, but also how we serve our community. We have actually a defined catchment area. There's an area, San Diego and beyond, of patients that the Moores Cancer Center serves. So how we best do that. And to make sure that we provide state-of-the-art cancer care for all the patients in our community. And then, of course, the education of our trainees, you know, what are our best practices? So all those, a description of the current state of all those practices and pieces, and then what our next five-year goals are, that all needs to be put together into a comprehensive grant. So that's one thing we'll be putting a lot of attention on in the first year. The second thing is going to be focusing on growth of clinical trials. How we change care for patients is and show the efficacy of new therapies is through testing them in clinical trials. And there's a clear identification of the opportunity to expand the clinical trial effort at UCSD. There's already a lot of investment that's happened in that space over the years, and in particular in the last year. And it's kind of the last phase of really driving that science home to help patients. So those are going to be two kind of more immediate areas of focus. And I do think based on the strength of the science and the faculty that I do expect that UCSD will be continue to grow and have visibility on the national and international scene as an institution that really is driving the new ways we're going to treat, diagnose, and prevent cancer in the next decade and beyond. So lots of opportunity. My job is to really try to help provide cohesion, collaboration, see where we may need to make some investments, help bring people together and leverage the talent that's there. And hopefully we'll elevate the Moores Cancer Center as a whole.
And do you have any new angles that you want to bring to the center?
Well, I mean, I think we have to start off with the points I made about tackling the core grant and clinical trials. But obviously, there are a lot of new scientific fronts that are going to be very important in the vaccine space and in tumor immunology, how we apply AI broadly for drug design and analysis of large sets of data. There are other very high-level schools at UCSD, for example, the School of Engineering, as an example. Can we develop partnerships in which we can extend applications of engineering technologies into the cancer space? How do we make lives for our cancer patients better? Can we figure out methods of innovation to allow more cancer care at home? How do we make it easier for patients to get on clinical trials? How do we make sure that all of our patients are having state-of-the-art testing and screening for the early diagnosis of cancer? These are some of the things we'll be focusing on, but certainly we want to get input from everybody. We want to leverage all the brain trust at UCSD and our colleagues in the San Diego community, which include La Jolla Institute of Immunology, our colleagues at San Diego State University, who we are tightly aligned with, along with other institutes in the area, Salk Institute, Sanford Burnham, et cetera. So it's really, I think, a very unique community. It is a highly collaborative community. And I do think to tackle recalcitrant problems like cancer, collaboration is really key.
And then you mentioned earlier about some of the research that the center does. So do you have any planned research that you're going to conduct during your time there?
I have been working on pancreatic cancer, trying to understand its biologic underpinnings and the development of novel therapeutics and new technologies for early detection for most of my career. I do plan to bring my research program to UCSD. There already is a strong pancreatic cancer research community at UCSD, and in fact, there's a UC Pancreatic Cancer Consortium working together. Some of the projects we're working on have national and international impact. One project, which is called Precision Promise, is an adaptive platform trial for novel therapeutics for pancreatic cancer. Right now, that's a study we developed that involves 30 centers across the United States. So that's focused on the developing clinical trials with promising new therapeutics for metastatic pancreas cancer. And then I also lead the PRECEED Consortium, which is an international consortium focused on the early detection of pancreas cancer. And we have about 60 centers worldwide involved in that. So it'll be really exciting for UCSD to kind of be an intellectual hub for these activities. And certainly we can leverage the scientists and clinicians working in that domain already, and hopefully create projects for young clinicians and researchers to leverage those platforms.
So you mentioned this focus on pancreatic cancer, and here at Cancer Network, we're trying to look into a little bit more of like a surgical approach to cancer recently. So I was wondering if you had any insights to how you've seen surgical approaches for pancreatic cancer evolve in your career.
I've been a pancreatic surgeon for many, many decades, and what I see is the future of pancreatic surgery is partnered with early detection. So what's clear to me is the way we improve survival for pancreatic cancer is to detect pancreatic cancer early. So as a surgeon, I know if I remove a pancreas cancer that's under 2 centimeters, that patient's chance of cure is infinitely higher than if I'm removing a big, bulky tumor with lots of positive lymph nodes where the risk of recurrence is high. So that's why we have the large effort on the PRECEDE Consortium to try to really push early detection, figure out who should be getting testing and screening, and really try to be operating on people with very small tumors where the chance of cure can be quite high. In fact, if we can pick up stage 1A pancreatic cancers and resect them, the cure rate is over 80%. That contrasts the current survival rate for pancreas cancer, which is 13%. So, as always, multidisciplinary approaches to tackling a disease are going to be much more effective than really just focusing on one discipline. So, we as surgeons partnering with epidemiologists, diagnosticians, genetics experts, this is how we move the field forward.
And then finally, you've had a number of different positions during your career, one of them including the chair of scientific and medical advisory for the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network. So, how will you use those positions and what you've learned there during your time at the center?
I think during the course of one's career, the goal is to try to get smarter as you go along. And how do you try to leverage the position you have to bring people together so they can be more effective at doing what they're doing? So through the course of my career, I've been a division chief, I've been center directors, I've now led international and national collaborations of some scale. And for me, one of the key things is to respect the contribution that different people can make. None of us know everything. I think having a diversity of input on trying to solving a problem, being having a mathematician look at it, or an engineer, or a medical oncologist. Sometimes people have breakthrough ideas of how to tackle a problem that I or a colleague might not have otherwise had. And so I like the idea of having an environment in which ideas can be free-flowing and that there's room for people to think and be creative because we have difficult challenges ahead in trying to really move the next most effective therapies forward to figure out how to take care of the all the patients that are out there that are depending on us to make advances. And I have found that the most effective way to that is to really value the contributions of people and to incentivize people working together. And things always come out with a better solution and more advancements by collaboration.
Well, this was all really incredible. Thank you so much again. Is there anything that you want to add that I didn't ask or that you didn't have a chance to touch upon?
I mean, I guess the one last thing to add is one of the reasons I took this job is I was so impressed with the visionary leadership at UCSD, starting at the top with the chancellor and then with the vice chancellor and CEO, where there seems to be a clear commonality of thinking on a vision of really being at the forefront of advancing science, but important and most importantly, how we apply it to take care of patients. And patients are always the driving force. That's always the center of what we need to be thinking about. And that was clear that everybody is very well aligned in this mission and understands the importance of how we care for cancer patients and do research at the cancer center, and that was pretty compelling to me. So I'm very thrilled to be part of that leadership team, we want to be very ambitious in what we can accomplish on behalf of patients.
Well, thank you again and congratulations again. This is an exciting step and I can't wait to see what you can accomplish.
Yeah, I really appreciate getting the information out, and there's been a lot of enthusiasm for what we can do in San Diego and beyond. So, thank you for getting the word out about the position in the center.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Oncology On The Go podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere podcasts are available, or listen online at cancernetwork.com/resources/podcasts. The Oncology On The Go podcast is the official podcast of cancernetwork.com, the home of the journal Oncology. For more information, visit us at cancernetwork.com and find us on Twitter at cancernetwork without the O, or on Facebook and LinkedIn at cancer-network.